Today, the president of Iran rejected American accusations that his country is arming militants in Iraq. In an interview with ABC, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said his government is opposed to any kind of conflict in Iraq. And he dismissed documents and other evidence the U.S. military presented as proof of Iranian involvement.
The military says Iran is providing militias in Iraq with deadly roadside bombs known as explosively formed penetrators, or EFPs. Military intelligence experts presented their case to reporters in Baghdad, and today at the Pentagon, officials continued to push the accusation. NPR's Guy Raz has been talking to some of those officials and joins us now. And first of all, Guy, briefly, what is the accusation the U.S. is making against Iran here?
Well, first of all, Robert, it's not a new accusation in a sense. Since the beginning of the U.S. military occupation in 2003, the Pentagon has been implicating Iran in a whole host of attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. But what makes this accusation different is that it's more specific, because military intelligence analysts are talking about these very powerful roadside bombs in particular, these EFPs, explosively formed penetrators, bombs that they say are being made in Iran and being sent over the Iran-Iraq border, that it's a deliberate Iranian program. The government in Iran is behind it, they say, at the highest levels in Iran.
And as I understand it, it isn't merely that there are bombs that are coming across the border from Iran. According to the U.S., it's the character, the nature of these particular explosives.
Right. And I mean, these are, according to the military, the most dangerous kinds of improvised explosive devices. To give you an example of what makes them so dangerous, you can think about an M1 Abrams tank. That's probably the most heavily armored land vehicle used by any of the branches in the U.S. Armed Forces. This is an enormous tank. It's armed with ceramic, with steel, with depleted uranium, one of the hardest known substances. Think about standing behind a 2-foot wall of steel.
The equivalent of a 2-foot wall of steel, yeah.
And these roadside bombs can penetrate that like a hot knife through butter, and they can go right through an Abrams tank. Obviously, once it's penetrated the tank, it can kill everyone inside.
And they're not big, easily detected devices either.
And that's the other problem with them, is that if you think about the traditional roadside bomb that's been really sort of the most deadly device used in Iraq for the past 3.5 years, you think of a coffee can-sized bomb, it produces a coffee can-sized explosion. Well, these bombs essentially are the size of small pipes, and they can produce enormous explosions simply because of the physics involved.
Well, what kind of evidence does the military cite to make this allegation that these devices, I gather it's not in dispute that they've been used in Iraq, but the allegation that they've been coming over from Iran?
Well, some of it is indeed compelling, and some of it is circumstantial. I mean, the compelling evidence is that the military has shown mortar rounds that have serial numbers on them that the military intelligence analysts are saying are Iranian serial numbers. They say that these metal discs used, these slugs used inside of these EFPs, these roadside bombs, are precision-engineered pieces of metal. They can't be made in Iraq, so they have to be made in Iran, they're saying. And what they're saying is that they have no evidence that Sunni militant groups have used these kinds of weapons, that they've only been used by Shiite groups with the presumed backing of Iran. But again, that is circumstantial. And Iranian officials, I should add, are not necessarily denying that Iranian weapons might be in Iraq. There are American weapons there. There are Soviet weapons there floating around. But the question is the Iranian government directly behind it?
Guy, why is the Bush administration accusing Iran so directly of supporting the insurgents in Iraq right now, when there's been fragmentary evidence, at least, of all of these things for more than a year, at least?
Well, this is the most controversial part about the presentation that was given on Sunday. The army and military officials that I've spoken to are saying that they are raising this issue now because there's been an increase in these attacks over the past 5 and 6 months. They want to raise awareness and they want to bring pressure to bear on the Iranian government to stop the flow of these weapons across the border. But other recently retired military officials I spoke to today, including one officer who spent quite a bit of time in Iran, believes that there has been direct pressure on the military by the Bush administration to release this information now.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Guy Raz.